Disclaimer, I am a counseling student, I am not a mental health professional, and I cannot give or offer mental health services. You are listening to Good, You? I'm your host, Samantha, and today I'm going to be kind of talking about where I've been since, I think, October, November, whenever my last episode was, and just kind of going over how the last semester has gone and, you know, what's been up. So happy new year, by the way, everybody. I hope everyone had an amazing holidays if you celebrate the holidays. And yeah, so let's get started. Okay, so if you listen to the podcast, you probably have noticed that I have been completely MIA from Instagram and from even posting any episode. Last semester was really, really hard. My time was very taken up with school and work and practicum, which last semester was so exciting. It was everything that I could hope for, and I'm just so lucky to have gotten the opportunities that I have. And I definitely think about the podcast and I miss it, and then I almost get some anxiety whenever I think about it at this point. And I think it's because I feel like I somewhat let myself down with being consistent with it and let, you know, you guys down if anyone does listen to it and enjoys getting some type of mental health help and just understanding. And I guess I was putting some pressure behind it when I never really wanted it to be that way in the first place. I always said I want this to be more of a hobby, and, you know, that way I don't have to hold so much pressure on myself over it. And I guess I ended up doing that, which I think kind of pushed me from posting. And I don't know, all of a sudden I got this urge to make a podcast episode again. I think it's gonna be different from how I used to do it, in the way that I don't think I'm gonna be posting as much on Instagram. I will post when I have an episode coming, and I just don't have the time that I did beforehand when I was posting weekly, most days of the week, you know, and I just don't have that kind of time anymore. But I will post when I have an episode out, and that way, if you want to listen, it'll be there for you to know that it's uploaded. I do appreciate, you know, I look back at the amount of listens that the podcast got last year, and it's over 1,000 listens, to all the episodes that I've had so far. And I think that's just absolutely amazing. And I'm just so honored to have anyone listen, anyone, but I really do want to just talk about my last semester and what that was like for me to be able to actually start working with clients, and where I am now and kind of where I've been since that last episode. Which, by the way, if you haven't listened to the last episode, which is mental health care in marginalized communities, please go listen to it. It is such a great episode. And shout out to Black Girls Have Anxiety too, Ashley. You definitely go make sure you follow her podcast as well. So last semester was my first practicum. So anyone who doesn't know what a practicum is, because I definitely didn't when I was going into school, it's the smaller version of an internship, right? It's the 100-hour internship. And I can't say where I work for my internship. I did end up getting hired, which is so exciting. And I'm just so honored to be able to be a part of, this organization. I do work at a nonprofit organization, that helps at-risk teens. And, it's been so amazing to be able to just have the experience that I'm getting. You know, with that, I also was working my graduate assistantship and then school. And then every now and then I'd work at a restaurant when I needed extra money. So it was getting really hard for me to have extra time to put any work towards the podcast. And so I guess now I'm not sure like how that is going to work for the future. You know, I did a lot of editing before to where I would take out all my likes and ums. So sorry if you now might hear more of those, because I don't know if I really necessarily want to go into editing the podcast like I did. I just don't know if I'll have the time like I did before. But hopefully that doesn't, you know, deter anyone from listening. Maybe we'll see how it goes. But at the same time, again, I really want this to be more about spreading awareness around mental health and not about how many times I say like and in a podcast. And, you know, last semester for me was such a learning experience. I feel like I had so many amazing opportunities come my way, not only with my practicum and the site, but the people that I was able to surround myself with. You know, I have such amazing cohorts at school. It is such like a family environment. And not only that, but I've gotten to be that way at my practicum site as well. It's everyone is so amazing. And I've felt so supported over this last semester. It was definitely probably one of the hardest times when it comes to just the amount of things I was doing. I felt like I was near burnout, especially towards the end of the semester. And having a month-long break from school seemed like that was going to be really long at first, but now I realize how necessary it was. And, you know, school starts back up in about a week and a half, and I'm really excited to start school. I'm excited to get back in there. I think for me, I really need consistency, and I realize this every time that there's a break, but a month-long break, yeah, that can make you have little to no consistency. But luckily, I was hired at my practicum position, so I was able to have that level of consistency to have work a couple of times a week, and going back to my GA starting next week as well. So it's going to be kind of going back into the flow of things, and I'm really excited for it. And I want to tell you all a little bit about what I'm doing at my practicum, which will now, this semester, will be my first 300-hour internship. And one of the main things that I got hired for is a program that we have, which is a teen mentoring program. And it's basically a peer support group for teens that it allows them to have positive peer support. And we meet for group processing. We meet for expressive groups. It's been so fulfilling and so just, I can't even describe how excited I get to come up with ideas for these teens, to have these teens be excited and come up with ideas for the group as well. Has been so freaking cool. But some of the processing groups, I thought of maybe just having some episodes, some solo episodes on the things that I go over with the teens in group. And, you know, so far we've talked about our inner critic versus our inner coach. We've had some sobriety and addiction groups and going over how to overcome urges. A lot of our groups are, it's pretty new still. It's still being built. And I'm excited to be a part of that process of building it. And so, you know, would love to take you guys along with me. And so maybe next week we can start with our inner critic versus our inner coach. And I really want to do a group on emotion regulation and boundaries and all these amazing things. I think for me, the reason I didn't even really want to work with a population that was under 18, because I felt like I was nervous about working with, you know, anyone that was kind of, how do I say this? I was nervous working with the parents mainly. But after starting this I realized that the teenage population is where I wanted to be. And not only is it a very underserved population, because people think it teenagers are difficult to work with, and they view teenagers in a very negative light, like they're going through these hormones and they don't, you know, they're struggling with this need to be viewed as an adult. But I think for me, my teenage years were some of my hardest years that I've overcome personally, and realizing that has allowed me to just be completely understanding of where these teens are and what they're looking for. It's not that they're looking for this complete independence. They're struggling to kind of find out who they are, and all they really care about is being respected and being shown respect, which we as adults tend to forget that they are getting older and they are going to be young adults, you know. So they're struggling to kind of show and prove that. And yes, there's impulse control issues, and they're not fully adults yet, and they're not even fully young adults yet. They're still teenagers, they're still adolescents, and they're still growing. But they have every right to be given respect and shown respect. And so I just think that it's just this thing that works. And I realize that this is the population that I really want to work with. I think it really was a kind of meant to be moment for me, and I'm just so excited about it. I, you know, was definitely nervous at first. Obviously, I think any of the counseling students starting their practicum and working with clients for the first time gets nervous. I think I was even more nervous working with teens, because I was like, this is that weird stage of, you know, being 26 and working with teenagers. Like, it's even crazy to think that they're 10 years younger, you know, give or take. And I can't even understand or fathom how being 16 was 10 years ago. It feels so much closer than that. But I remember being 16, and I probably saw a 26-year-old as a full-grown, like, adult. And I didn't want to feel so disconnected from a teenager. Like, I don't want to be this, oh, it's just another adult who's not going to understand me. That was really important for me to kind of close that gap. I really enjoy making the process fun in as best as I can. And that's where that teen mentoring has come in. And it has been just so awesome to see these teens get excited to show up and to support each other, to extend support to one another. It's been so, so cool to see. But yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, give you guys a little update, a little snippet of where I've been. And if you listen to this episode, I appreciate it. And I appreciate any episode that you've listened to or given a chance. I'm so excited for where my journey of life is going right now. And I really do want to continue this podcast. I just think it's going to be a little different than what it was. And that's okay, because honestly, we were only, 34 episodes in. So it's not like I had made this, like, huge, this is how it's going to be. I think it's really just going to be mainly posts. I don't know if I'll do snippets, maybe sometimes. And I still would love to have guests on. So if anyone, you know, wants to come talk about mental health, please feel free to send me a message or an email. My email is goodyoutherapy. Oh, nope, just kidding. It is goodyou.therapy@gmail.com. And it's been a while. So, and again, I think the editing is going to be a little lax. So I hope y'all are okay with that. And so I hope you guys had an amazing New Year's. I hope if you celebrate the holidays, happy holidays to you. And I look forward to a new journey on this podcast this year of 2023. So have an amazing day and see you next week. Today's music was written and produced by Tyler O'Brien. You can find him on Instagram at Dreamscape, DreamScape, and follow his band at Wastelander_band on Instagram.